This question was among those before the Supreme Court this year. Does it prejudice a jury to see a victim's family wearing buttons or engaging in some other form of silent protest? The court ducked that question today, seeming to warn the lower courts about the practice without actually barring it. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In the past, the Supreme Court has ruled that having defendants wear prison clothing when they appear before a jury impermissibly prejudices the defendant's right to a fair trial. And the court has struck down convictions in cases where there was a mob atmosphere or circus atmosphere in the courtroom. But the court has never ruled on whether spectators can wear buttons or make other kinds of silent statements. This term, the court accepted a case for review that could have answered that question. But it was a state case involving intervention by the lower federal courts, and that, for reasons only lawyers can love, complicated things a lot. The case involved a California murder. The defendant, Matthew Misladen, claimed he was acting in self-defense when he killed his estranged wife's boyfriend. At trial, the victim's family wore buttons that bore a picture of the dead man, taken when he was in the military and wearing a uniform. The defense claimed that was an appeal for sympathy and was misleading, since the victim no longer was in the military and had drugs in his blood when he died. Misladen was convicted and sentenced to 32 years to life in prison, a conviction upheld by the state courts. But a federal appeals court overturned the conviction, ruling that the buttons had impermissibly prejudiced the jury. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously reinstated the conviction, ruling, as it has before, that under a federal law enacted in 1996, federal courts may not order a new trial in a case where the state courts have not violated the explicit decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Writing for the court, Justice Clarence Thomas said that the High Court has simply never made any rulings barring spectator conduct of this kind. Thus, it cannot be said that the California courts unreasonably applied clearly established federal law, and the federal courts had no business intervening in the case. Three justices, Kennedy, Stevens, and Souter, wrote concurring opinions strongly suggesting that allowing spectators to wear buttons is so potentially prejudicial that in future the court could indeed adopt a rule barring the practice. Justice Kennedy was the most direct, saying this case suggests there is a need for a new rule. Said Justice Souter, one could not seriously deny that allowing spectators at a criminal trial to wear visible buttons with the victim's photo can raise a risk of prejudicing a jury. The only debatable question is whether the risk in a given case reaches the unacceptable level. And Justice Stevens said that in his view, spectators at a trial have no First Amendment right to express themselves. The bottom line, says criminal law expert Stephen Salzberg, is that although the California courts prevailed in this instance, today's decision should be something of a cautionary note for trial judges in every state.
I don't find anything in the majority opinion that suggests that they condone allowing spectators to wear badges. The three concurring opinions are a warning to trial judges that there are situations in which I think a majority of the Supreme Court would say spectator conduct can't deny a defendant a fair trial.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.